This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, John Cadogan. It's here, John. It's the National League. What do you think about it? Straight journalism. Go.
Where
do you think about the Halifax being top?
Oh, they're top off.
They're top, John.
Once again, they're top because
Chesterfield had a cup game at the weekend.
Oh, of course, yeah. I predicted Halifax to do well.
Did you?
I think so.
We need to listen back to that, John.
Yeah, we could do. I think let's listen back at the end of the season.
End of the season, I listen back.
I think you'll find.
Okay.
If you go back to the episode beginning of the season, that's I predicted Halifax have a good season.
Ooh. And what were you basing it on, John? Just pure
nothing.
Vibes.
Absolutely nothing.
Pure vibes that Halifax, well, Halifax are having a good season.
I like
John.
The manager doing his history essay up in the stands at Claymore last season.
He's proving to be very, very good, John. He's not one of these. He's not one of these, you know, read a book managers as we always talk about, is he?
He seems to be a bit more
substance than that.
Yeah.
Ian's seems to have gone very quiet.
He has, hasn't he?
Do you think he's
not quite as bullshit as he was before?
Do you think he's heard about the fifth phase stock take and he's thought, well, I don't know about that, I better go and learn about it.
Hopefully more news on that later on.
A bit of fifth phase stock take. Lots of news coming up, John, isn't there? Before we get going on what's in the podcast, though, huge news coming out of your gaff.
Cadogan Towers,
isn't there? John.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Sprang it on me this morning. You haven't bought yourself one of the fishing hats, which has been called in turn the worst hat I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a terrible hat. You look terrible in it.
You look squat. your wife's verdict.
Yes, squat.
Which that wasn't what I was hoping to
Are you trying
achieve,
to make me look squat, John?
I thought it was a really, you know, a useful fishing tool.
Are you trying to kill my OnlyFans career?
I just noticed you didn't have a hat.
I've got a million hats.
Yeah, but in your fishing pictures, I never see you wearing a good fishing hat.
Your hat is good. And do you know what, John? I watched a fishing... There's so many on YouTube. So many people go fishing on YouTube. It's
unbelievable. I don't know why I just clap there.
YouTube. When you hear YouTube, you like to applaud. There's a brilliant fishing guy. There's loads of people who do it. There's these two brothers who I like doing it.
Yeah.
They're good. They're like absolute dweebs. And a lot of the time, but they're really good at fishing and they're nice young men, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, you just think, oh, go and...
I think I know where you're heading.
You heard of heroin? Anyway, they're ever so good. People are really good at fishing. I am rubbish at fishing. Not a fishing podcast.
No.
But I watched one last night, John, that was this bloke, Alan, his name was, and he's obviously brilliant at fishing. And he was in Thailand in this place. Towards the end of it, he was really sunburnt. He'd been there 5 days, really sunburnt. And he had on a cap. And on the back of this cap, he had like a tea towel that he had to tuck in. And I thought,
If he
was friends with John,
yeah,
he'd have been all right. He may have looked squat.
But did he have a burnt neck?
If he'd had the hat.
If he'd had a hat, he'd have been fine.
No trouble.
And he wouldn't have had a burnt front either.
No, because he could have put that front bit that has ripped off. I don't know if it's ripped off. No, it's come off.
Yeah.
I will bring the hat next time I go to an away game, John, and people can have a look at it, see if it does anything for them. I think that if you think of a few of the Torquay fans, they might want
benefit
a front,
from a front.
Come on now, that was come a bit. On. That was a bit.
But we all knew where we were going.
John, what's coming up in the podcast? Oh no, we haven't. We have no. It wasn't hat based discussion, was it?
No,
it was you. Let's talk about you.
Well, we are in the early stages of getting a dog.
Wow. Terrible news.
Exciting
what a mistake.
News. No.
Yeah, it is, John.
No.
I mean, you'll have, no one thinks it is until they've actually got one.
No.
I've got a dog, John.
I know you
and
have.
I'd say
I've
about a month in.
Bruce is lovely.
We went, this is a huge mistake. How long do they live for? And it's like ages.
That's cruel.
It's like it's ages.
15 years.
Ages, John. If you look after them properly, which of course you have to because you're a nice person.
Yeah.
They live for ages.
Be 45 by the time it's
gone.
45.
Oh, I sound like a dart scorer then.
45.
Of course. So, getting a dog. Have you a dog in mind, John?
A Cocker Spaniel.
Mm, what's brought you to have a Cocker Spaniel?
I've always liked Cocker Spaniels. I've got a good, but mainly I've got a good name based on the fact I'm going to call it Jarvis.
Yeah.
As in Jarvis Cocker.
It's a good name, John. Here's my thoughts on it. Have you ever seen the Simpsons episode when they're called and they do the close harmony group?
Oh, the B-sharps.
The B-sharps.
Yeah.
And yes. He says, yes, it's a funny name when you first hear it and then gets progressively less funny. Every time you hear
that.
It. That is a good episode. Yeah. I'm just worried it's got an element of that.
Do you think? Yeah, once you've explained it for 7 million
Jarvis
time.
Jarvis Cocker.
As in pulp? Common
Disco
people?
2000.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it. You reckon you'd know if you heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great pop star. Proper
I'm not actually
star.
A big fan. I just quite like the play on words.
John. So, I've suggested some ideas for you. I think you should get a dog. I think you'll really enjoy it, John.
I love dogs.
You're a good dog person.
Yeah.
And I think you'll enjoy it. So, far be it for me to say don't get a dog. My
Sounded
main
a
advice.
Lot like you were
my main advice to anyone is don't get a dog.
I haven't even got it yet.
No, and I've written it off.
Yes, your name suggestions are very good.
I suggested National League based. My first one was Torquay based.
Yeah.
And I said, Cockington. Lord Cockington.
Why Lord?
Because
it
works.
Just, it's good. But
imagine your dog coming in. Here's Lord Cockington. Here he is. He just comes in. Yes, hello.
I'd be quite a snooty hello,
my
dog,
lovers.
Though, wouldn't
yeah, yeah, snooty. Imagine really? A Cocker Spaniel.
Nose up in the air.
Exactly. Lord Cockington.
Like
imagine when it meets
Disney film.
Someone else's dog, what they call, they're all called, like, you know, Alfie.
It's really looking it down you its know, nose at you know, Rex.
Guinness. And stuff like that. People call their dogs, don't they?
Barney. That's the
Barney,
one at the moment.
That's a big dog's name.
Yeah.
Bailey. That's quite a lot of dogs called Bailey, aren't there? Bailey's. Lord Cockington is me first choice. Is me first...
I like it.
It's good,
I feel like
John.
We should have a thatched roof yes, as a result. Yeah.
Do you know what you could do, John?
Chocolate box house.
Well, get a little dog bed.
Yeah.
Because you'll have a crate at the start. You'll have a crate to start with. Get it thatched.
It's not in all the books that I've read. It's not in the handbooks. But
imagine it could become like
warm.
I cannot see why you would not have a thatched dog bed.
Yeah.
Dog roof.
It's an enormous fire hazard, isn't it?
It is. Terrible to insure.
Yeah.
But Lord Cockington in his thatched cottage.
Is that
to be honest, whatever you call the dog, I'm going to call it Lord Cockington.
Okay, now you go with it. I don't want you to do that while I'm training it.
Yeah, I will do. Do train it though, John.
Well, I'm going to, but there's not much use if I'm calling it one thing and you're calling it Lord Cockington.
Hey, Lord.
What were your other...
Barwick.
Barwick.
That's a good name, John. That's a good name for a dog, isn't it?
As in Brian.
Brian is a good
National
name
National League
a dog.
Chairman.
Brian Barwick.
I don't think he is anymore.
Barwick was a great name for a dog. Barwick's a
Barwick.
Brilliant name. Leroy was my
Leroy.
Name. I really wish we'd called my dog.
Leroy.
Bruce Leroy.
It's good. You can hear it, can't you?
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Well, a great name for a dog, Leroy. Especially when it's, you know, this...
Probably works better than Rosinia.
Grits.
Grits. Grits. Not bad.
It's nice, isn't it?
I thought Munslow, but that's quite niche, isn't it? Munslow.
Very niche. People will think you're big keeping up appearances.
Yeah. My brother Munslow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we are.
Any other suggestions?
Look, we'll take your suggestions.
It could be the National Obsession mascot.
I think it's definitely going to be, John.
You know.
The Natob's dog.
Yeah. Natob's dog.
At Natob's dog.
It's going to have to have its own Twitter account, doesn't it?
Own Instagram feed, Natob's dog. At least. We're all fully invested in the Natob's dog.
Yeah. Any ideas? National Obsession at gmail.com.
I don't think anyone will beat Lord Cockington or Barwick, to be honest. But look, if you've got the ideas, obviously, as John says,
yeah,
let us know what your dogs are called. They're probably called Bailey.
Not
interested in that. That's exciting news, John. The other thing is you've got a switch kit on your bike, but we're not going to talk about it yet. What's coming up in the podcast?
On this week's edition of the podcast, well, we've got National League news.
Ooh.
News from Saturday. To go back and pour over.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
To some extent. I think we're going to be talking goal music. I think we alluded to it earlier on. Hopefully going to bring you the highlights. Not the Golden Fox. I think he's Foff 1089.
Oh,
he's
yes,
like
he
a celebrity
is. Foff 1089, yeah.
It's sort of like...
Perhaps should have got him on.
It's like, you know, they hand out those alternative Blue Peter badges.
Yes.
They're not the actual Blue Peter
badge. One.
It's not like the green one, yeah.
Have you got a Blue Peter badge, John?
I have not.
I have.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew there was a reason why you asked. What did you get it for?
Remember the show I did, The Greatest Goat of All Time, John?
Yep.
Blue Peter came and they filmed bits of it.
Really?
Radzi came. And I got a Blue Peter badge. I don't know what
I can use.
I don't know what, yeah. Don't know what I can use it for. But, happy to get in for
sort
half
of like
price.
The first step
museums.
On the honours system, isn't it? Before you start to move up through OBEs, MBEs.
I think you're right, John. Yeah,
it's the first.
Right. I've never been asked for it, or I couldn't even tell you where it was, John. What else? Anything else in the podcast?
Yeah.
John, you seem
yes,
to
no,
not the, know what's going on.
Foff 1089 is Nigel Adley, and he's in FA Cup action on the weekend, commentating. As he does, a fine commentator. He was commentating on Chelsea v Chesterfield, and got very in there with James Rowe. And I think a few of his sayings rubbed off on Nigel, so we'll hopefully hear that.
Let's find out. Lovely.
A little later on. And Pembo.
Pemberton joins us.
Back in the news again because he's got another big job.
Back in sport, John, in some sorts of ways.
Yeah, in a fashion. Yeah, he's had a little spell out of work, but
we'll
he's got back in. He's have boots, will travel, he'll go anywhere. He's got himself a new job, but as always with John Pemberton, chaos.
Let's see
chaos
how it
follows.
This might be the one, John. You don't
you never
know.
Never know.
Let's have a bit of news, shall we, John?
Come on, then.
What, Saturday, was it?
It was, yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. So am I doing it? You've got some news there? Or?
It's partly just me saying I've enjoyed not having to do it, but I've enjoyed you doing it
Aldershot
lately.
Aldershot won. Maidenhead United won. Which Aldershot coming off a good run of form, John. And Maidenhead there scored in the 45th, took the lead.
Yeah.
Took the lead. Just trying
Maidenhead
to save Alan Devonshire's job.
No form at all, but...
No.
Yeah, they Aldershot, one of the informed teams in the league.
Maidenhead keeping themselves above the line, as they say.
Only
19 points. But Weymouth, Kingsland and Dover, we've already put all them down in our
I think Maidenhead could easily drop, though.
I don't think they will, John.
I'd hate to see it, but I think they could.
Barnet won. Altrincham won.
Yeah, better news for Altrincham, Gene. They were winning till the last minute.
Was it?
Yeah, last minute equaliser from Barnet.
Barnett doing better, aren't they?
Over the line.
Bromley 2, Solihull Moors 1. Bromley will not go away, John.
No.
I thought they'd have gone away by now.
No.
They're in many ways the Sutton United.
No.
With their plastic pitch.
They are. It's one of those teams, aren't they? They just get the job done.
Yeah, annoying.
In a very unfashionable way. But they're up the third.
I think we'll beat them at home when we play them at home in a few weeks' time.
You never seem... Well...
I think we will.
Yeah.
Solihull Moors, though, nobody knows what's going on. Solihull Moors,
still
mid-table, are they, John?
Lingering, they're in ninth, lingering just outside the playoffs. Only a couple of points off, but all over the place. Dover, Notts County.
I mean...
A mess.
Look, I have very little sympathy for Notts County or their fans or their players.
No,
but
zero,
to be,
in fact.
But to be... I have sympathy to for them. The ones that got close to the ground twice... Kings Lynn away as well.
And 10 minutes away from Dover.
I mean, it's not great, is it?
But they're two clubs that are just pitiful. You know, Kings Lynn, I think, reading up on it, made no effort to get the game on. It's just a sort of a shambles. Like, and they had covers, but they couldn't get the water off the covers, so they couldn't take the covers off.
They should just let Dover and Kings Lynn play in their own league.
Just rubbish.
Just play in their own league, John.
Dover are just sort of desperate to have the season halted again, I think. Oh, yeah, absolutely desperate.
They're going down anyway. They're going to be rubbish. National League South next season anyway. So there we are. Halifax 4, Eastleigh 0. Spanked Eastleigh 4-0. Who did beat Torquay a couple of weeks ago. Annoyingly. That was an annoying defeat. Slough scored in 22nd and 65th minute. Allen in the 73rd. And Warburton in the 80th, John. Very, very... Warburton's a very Halifax-style name, isn't it? they are top of the National League. And playing very well. They looked very good when they were playing on the television. They got a goal difference of 19, which is only bettered by Chesterfield. 44 points, played 22. Gary Johnson's exactly his 2 points a game. It's difficult not to see them being up there or thereabouts. They're well managed. They've got a good squad. They're playing good football. They've got a striker in form.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All the ingredients are there. So, no, they're doing well.
There we are. Torquay 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 2. We scored too early, John. Yeah. We knew it was too early the moment we scored.
Immediately.
Yeah, and we always need the third. That's the sort of team we are at the moment. We always need the third. We seem to be very, very open at the back when there's a lot of big balls get lobbed in, you know? And I don't know why that is, because we've got really good defenders.
I knew we weren't winning that game. I just knew it.
But never beat Dagenham. At least
it's annoying because we would have closed the gap even further to the playoffs. We'd have been up to like 11th, 10th. It would have been nice.
There we are. John.
And Ray on comms as well. And you said at the beginning, Ray on comms, definite 3 points.
He always brings a point, at least, John. Ray always brings a point. The slump was when Ray wasn't commentating.
Wasn't it? He disappeared for a bit.
So maybe he went, running the growth, oh, how are results going? How are results going? Losing, of course.
A lovely mention of Mrs. Duffy, of course, and they got a long suffering Mrs. Duffy in the commentary.
Oh,
of course, the Sybil Fawlty's my Basil down at the Grosvenor.
We've got a few new fans of Ray.
Spreading the word, aren't we?
Ray and Dave seem to have split up, John. Have they been split up or have they split up? How do you think it was? Do you think it was like a falling out or. Time's gone separate ways, of course.
They just couldn't exist in fair Babacoon,
like
of course.
Simon and Garfunkel. Bit of a shame. What do I think? Halfway through this season, just understandable. I think, actually, it shows how good a manager Gary Johnson is, because anyone else, we'd have been absolutely fighting down the bottom of the league. And I know we've had a big turnover of players, but he now is getting a tune out of people like Dan Martin, who seems to be absolutely flying at the moment. Really found some form.
Yeah.
Chory Johnson, everyone's saying, is playing well when he comes on.
It's after I sacked Dan Martin.
I think if we can keep hold of our main players, as always, I don't think we will. I'm going to say this now.
No.
I think we'll Armani or the Lemon.
Yeah, they're out of contract in the season. So
this thing is
a bit of money.
You've got to think about it. Is Conor Lemon-Hay-Evans going to sign a new contract with us in the summer? No, he's not. Absolutely not. So to get a bit of money from him now would be okay, John. Especially if it was crazy money from someone stupid with big pockets.
I don't think Armani Little, if he's got any ambition, probably won't re-sign in the summer. So
you just don't know, do you?
To come in with an offer, why, you know.
You don't know.
It's tough because then you sort of write off the second half of the season, but.
You don't know, do you, John? That's the thing. It's a tough thing to talk about because it is the spine of that beautiful National League South side is nearly gone. You know, that's side.
Yeah.
All our memories of that side have nearly dissipated and gone, you know. And you sort of have to go, well, to keep the club rolling, to keep that turnover going, you know, they have to think about it. So, I don't know. It's a really hard season, isn't it? It's a really, really tough season. Weymouth 0, Southend 1. Even Southend beat Weymouth. It's all to play for in the National League, John. Halifax, Chesterfield, Bromley, Dagenham and Redbridge, Wrexham, Borehamwood, Notts County are your top seven. Just outside the top seven are Stockport County on 36 points. Solihull Moors, Grimsby Town on 33, a massive slump. Yeovil, Torquay, Eastleigh. Torquay on the up, of course, on 31 points. 7 points off the playoffs, but have played three games more. And then right at the bottom, Weymouth, Kings Lynn and Dover are down. It's As ever, the Bastard League delivers, John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time to speak to one of our regular contributors, who used to be a National League manager. I think is trying to get back into the game, but seems to have had a lot of other jobs in the meantime. You know, we've all got to make a living, and it's very... and I'm delighted to welcome to the National Obsession again, John Pemberton. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello. Nice to speak to you. It's, John Pemberton here. Lovely to be back on the podcast again.
Yeah, good, good. Another new job, John.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was, last time we spoke, I think I'd just left. I'd had a bit of a horror weekend, actually. I'd overseen the final weekend of the F1 season.
Got involved in Formula
Abu Dhabi,
One, yeah, back in sport.
And then was whisked straight over to UEFA for the Champions League draw.
Yeah.
Both went to buggery. So, You know, we're kicking off again in the new year, 2022.
New year, new you.
It's a new year, clean slate, and, you know, can't wait to get stuck in again.
Great. So you've got a job with the Australian Border Force.
Yeah, that's right. The call came in just beginning of the year there. Said, look, John, a bit short staffed down in Melbourne. Could you just come and oversee the Border Force operation down there?
Why
at the
would
airport?
They call you, John?
Well, you know, I think they've just seen my track record, you know, with what I've done in at Chesterfield, at NASA, you know, all kind of places all over the shop.
The Suez Canal.
You know, I think I've got a track record of overseeing major projects for better or for worse. You know, I've got the experience required. Again, just a short-term, temporary thing. Yeah. Came in down there at Melbourne, so flew, you know, all the way across the world, 24 hours on the plane. Got straight off the plane and, you know, got straight cracking on with the job. You know?
And a celebrity for the first person you had to let through.
Well,
customs.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the biggest tennis fan, but it just coincided with the Australian Open, you know, about to get underway. And, Novak Djokovic arriving at the airport. Yeah.
World number one, of course.
Yeah, that's right. World number one, you know, probably one of the greats, greats of the game.
And so it went well. I've not been reading the news. I'm assuming went very well. Just waved Novak through. On you go.
I mean, you know, again, it's just sloppy errors, basic mistakes, and few rules read wrong.
Yeah.
Visas, sort of thing, and basically I've sparked a massive major international diplomatic incident.
Yeah. Serbia have almost been waging war on Australia.
Serbia, they're up in arms. Australia are up in arms. The tennis federation's up in arms. The Australian government's up in arms. Pro-vax, anti-vax. Yeah. There's people rioting on the streets in Melbourne. So, you know, look, you know, we've got to be honest, things could have gone better.
Yeah.
You know, day one on a new job. And, you know, sparking a major incident.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we've got to learn from that.
Day one, passenger one.
That's right. He was literally the first person through. And now
your decision has been overturned and they've let Novak
in. Yeah, that's
in.
Right. You know,
and you've been let go, I understand.
I've been let go and it's disappointing, but it's basic errors. You know, we've got to cut them out. Mm. I looked at the visa, said he wasn't allowed in.
Yeah.
It's all got very messy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you know, you can only control what you can control. You know, when things upstairs, when there's, you know, in the boardrooms, it gets messy. You just got to focus on what you do, and so I'm just waiting now for a plane back again, 24 hours back across the world, and you know we go again. But you know every experience is a learning experience,
of course.
And I can't wait for the next job.
At least you've got the bread and butter of doing PR for the Tory Party.
I still got that, and you know just waiting for a chat with Sue Gray. No. Sue Gray's on the phone. I've got to go. Anyway, I've got to go. Sue
Gray's here.
I've got to go. Sue Gray's on the phone.
Thank you, John Pemberton.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. A couple of little tidbits here, John, isn't it?
It is.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I brought it up on Twitter. No one likes the goal music, John.
No.
I'm assuming. I put it out there. I haven't been a lot to play more in recent times. But everybody seems to hate the goal music.
Yeah.
Seems to be a hangover from last season.
Awful.
It could have obviously been brilliant memories. It only brings back bad memories.
What a way to just bring back all the
terrible memories and ruin any moment that we do actually score. But if they do want it, as I've said on Twitter, right, if they do want it and the club does want it, can't we have something that is a bit more personal?
Yeah.
That is a bit more us. I suggested Children, the upbeat bit. Children Feels Like Ours, you know. It came through, a couple of people on Twitter came through, and they said that in the 70s, when we used to score, we used to sing Cider Drinker, which I thought was a Somerset, because they are, Wurzels are a Somerset group, but they used to sing Cider Drinker in the 70s. And wouldn't it be marvellous, John, if when we scored, a respectful gap, loads and loads of cheering, and then this...
I am the cider drinker.
I drinks it all of the day.
Okay.
I am the cider drinker. To call me troubles away.
Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ray. Talkie. That'd be good, wouldn't it, John?
This is the god tier Wurzels song.
That would be good, though, wouldn't it?
IMHO. This is Adge Cutler's Symphony No. 5.
Yeah. Sad story, Adge Cutler. Good story, but a sad story.
Sad story.
I think I could play Adge Cutler in a musical of his life, John.
Adge Cutler, the musical. Adge.
Adge Cutler. So that's our suggestion.
Jukebox music.
I think it's a good suggestion, John.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and get more people. I'm gonna try and have a conversation with some people at the club about the goal music because nobody likes it. That was one thing, wasn't it, John?
It was.
And the other thing was Nigel Adderley live on Talk Sport was commentating on Chesterfield.
He was.
And James Rowe, and he said this.
James Rowe is deep in conversation with the fourth official at the moment, and I'm sure he will try and take some positives, but it's difficult for James Rowe to do a 5-0 stock take in a game like this, isn't it?
It is.
The fifth phase stock take.
John,
he's a big fan. He's getting out there on national. Yeah. I mean, people will have been lost by the coaching.
I just think I'm way over my head here. No, Most people thinking, whoa.
They won't know what it is, John.
Rewind.
Fifth phase stock take. But, you know, look, that's just how it works. If you've either done the platinum level coaching badges or not.
We haven't.
And that's what the fifth phase talks. So thank you, Nigel, for that. We really appreciate it. We'll get you on again soon. Tranmere are doing very, very well. They did well at the weekend. Yeah. Anyway, there we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Oh, yes. The Foffs have come through. They've kicked the new year off
in fine fashion.
Dave Haley and the Comets.
Hey, on the ice, Dave.
Gets in touch. He says, on the ice, chaps. Like many, I had an anxious run-up to the Christmas period, watching the news for changes to the COVID rules, turning down office parties and socialising in general to avoid the bug and better my chances of spending time with loved ones at Christmas. A final week of daily testing. We were all clear to gather and enjoy the big day. There was little festive cheer initially when unimaginative secret Santas were passed around, but then crackers were pulled and some decent presents enjoyed as the day went on. It was a shame about the off-colour comments from some of the drunk uncles, but still a lovely time was had by all, and I for one will never tire of singing This Year to Save Me From Tears. I gave it to Gary Johnson. So a great Boxing Day at Playmore and my Christmas was pretty good too. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, he's had a lovely Christmas.
Just an update from
Dave Haley. Dave Haley. Was that one of those round robins you get it? People sort of photocopy and send out with Christmas cards.
I was just sort of waiting for something
to happen.
No question
in there or anything, John?
No.
Just lovely. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks,
Appreciate that. Let us know about the next family weekend you have. On the ice to you.
When we do the first National Obsession live show, I would like to be backed by Dave Haley and the Comets.
It'd be lovely.
Can we make that happen?
Is Dave playing?
Is Dave musical? Can we assemble the Comets?
You won't be able to come, John, because you'll have the dog.
But a dog will be a part of it, I imagine.
Lord Cockington will be there. It'd be a big cheer for Lord Cockington.
Here
he comes. Here he is, Lord Cockington. Lovely, John.
Very posh, Lord Cockington. He's like a dress sergeant.
Any other letters, John?
Oh, yeah, let's crack on. Old Bob Cole. Merry old soul.
He is a merry old soul.
He says, hi, John and Charlie, on the ice, and happy new year. During the interview round of Foff of the Year, Torquay United supporters Truss got a couple of mentions. And it got me wondering whether you could help us out. On the Tust board, he must be on the board, we're struggling to come up with a slogan to publicise the fact that it only costs 50p a week to be a member. The best we come up with is less than the price of a pint in 1980.
No, I quite like that.
As you do a media savvy, can you come up with something?
Oh, that's
the best, Bob Cole.
Bob Cole says 50p a week, is it?
Yeah.
50p a week.
50p a week.
I mean, you could easily accidentally drop 50p a week in the bin and not notice.
Instead of dropping it down the sofa, give it to us.
50p yeah. a week. It doesn't seem a lot. Okay. Dust! That's the, what's that, the...
what was that, Doom? Is it Van Halen?
I will join the Tust. Oh,
you
no, it's not.
Tust.
No! I was doing, Fleetwood Mac. Tusk. How about, John, if you like football by the sea, per week it's only 50p.
Yeah. Beautiful. There it is.
There we are.
There you go, Bob. Stick that up your pipe.
No, that's all I've got. No, but Bob, I'll have more of a think.
If Bob wants to pay us, come on board as some kind of consultant.
I'll tell you what, pay us 50p a week.
And we'll come up with your slogan.
No, I'll tell you what, if people want to... have a think about a slogan, do that, send us it in. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
It is indeed. That's very nice. Thank you though, Bob Cole, old Bob Cole.
Old Bob Cole.
There we are. But if you like football by the, I mean, there's a few people play football by the sea in there. So it's
but
not
nowhere
very...
else it costs 50p. It might do, I don't know. Bob, think on that. Sir Clive Haywood gets in touch. Oh, we're still thinking.
Palm tree, 50p. I'm trying to go with there. Anyway, so Clive Haywood, second or third in Foff of the Year.
Tom Kelly.
Football in the Shade.
Tom Kelly, Kenny Vasey, all at the cost of 50p.
Oh, very nice. Close, John.
Doesn't mean any words, is it?
Football in the Shade of a Devon palm tree. Per week, 50p.
Always sounds I like
less than a pint in the 80s.
Yeah,
50p.
I think you've already done it.
You've cracked it. You don't need us. You don't need us. Right. You don't need us.
Sir Clive.
Sir Clive.
Welcome back. He says, dear John and Charlie, this is an incredibly difficult letter to write.
No.
My family was so proud when he started calling me Sir Clive. Getting to the final three of the Foff Games did feel like a huge achievement, and in many ways, I realised that a knighthood may have seemed fitting. Mrs. Clive and I started to investigate coats of arms.
Oh.
I regret, though, I cannot accept the honour. I'm a Republican.
Oh.
That's fair enough.
Well, that's fair enough.
In any case, how could I look Jamie Reid or Gary Johnson in the eye when they remain unrecognised?
That is true.
I'm unworthy. So I hope we can remain friends, and I'd like to thank you for your continued excellent coverage of the worst league in the world. Yours sincerely, Clive Haywood.
Sir Clive.
Use
it ironically.
All the many people who've turned down a knighthood.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He is John Lennon.
So, still going to call him Sir Clive Haywood.
As far as I'm aware, you'll always be Sir Clive.
Always will be. And also, what a strong start to the year for Sir Clive.
Knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Really knows.
Is the naming of the dog that doesn't yet exist...
Lord Cockington.
Lord Cockington. Is that the first Foff challenge of 2022?
No, John. It's not a Foff challenge.
Not even unofficially?
It doesn't become a challenge until we've whittled them down.
Okay, until we say
remember.
So.
But
I
of course,
just wondered, okay, but obviously...
The whittling next November, John, will be...
Maybe
you'll
actually
brutal.
Be whittled.
Actual whittling.
Actual whittle.
Skinning people.
Yeah.
Great.
It will come into consideration.
On the ice, Clive.
John Greenwood, too, gets in touch.
On the ice, John.
He says, Happy New Year, fellas, and on the ice. John, I'm not interested in your Happy New Year anymore, I'll be honest.
I mean, where are we? January 11th.
Forget
Move
it.
On.
I just caught up with last week's podcast, and here are my predictions for the second half of the season.
Okay.
We did ask people to do that, and
lovely.
I didn't think they would.
Well done, John.
John says, first, Halifax Town.
Ooh.
Second, Boreham Wood. Third, Bromley. Chesterfield, Wrexham, Stockport, and Torquay make up the other playoff spots.
Oh, well done, John.
Scrap.
Get in, John.
Despite the millions being spent on players too good for this league, they haven't taken into consideration the National League effect.
Of course.
Bottom three, Dover, obviously, Weymouth and Maidenhead.
You've been National League.
Maidenhead, brackets, the drugs haven't worked.
Well, King's Lynn aren't going to get out of it.
Up the Shaman, John Greenwood. Well, he thinks King's Lynn will. He's a Halifax fan, 451.
Halifax, he'll be flying high.
Yeah.
Billy Waters there.
Lovely.
Lovely stuff. Thank you, John. That's a lovely letter. On the ice.
On the ice, John Greenwood too. Charlie Hewings gets in touch. On the ice, gents.
Yes.
He of the... Look at my dad's training top. Oh, yeah. It's Charlie. I have to remind you each time, and then you're there.
Because do you know what it goes to in my mind is the boyfriend of Princess Diana, who everyone always says Prince Harry is his son.
Oh, James Hewitt.
James Hewitt. I mean, so why does it even go to that? Who knows? Anyway...
Charlie Hewitt. I'm going to call him James, Major Charlie Hewitt from now on.
Yes,
on the
lovely.
Ice, gents.
On
after
the
attending
ice.
The Boxing Day bashing of Yeovil.
Yes.
My dad and I decided that we would make the trip to Hewish Park as well.
Well done.
Today he got off to a bad start when he couldn't find his infamous training top.
Oh, look at my dad's training
top.
Look
at my dad's training top. He's lost it. We went to the game.
Where's my dad's training top?
We went to the game hoping to end my 11-year away streak, having not seen a win. Absolutely delighted to have been there to watch Dan Goleman smashing the winner. Never in doubt.
Well, could have put that one away against Dagenham for the winner. Apparently, little head of Airy.
Back on form.
Patter cake backed to the goalkeeper.
A lovely return to form.
Lovely cushion header there.
Goleman.
Lovely. On the ice.
On
lovely
the
stuff.
Ice, Charlie. Hope your dad finds his training top. And finally, Mark Hepworth, the Glapwell.
Still the manager? Glapwell Gladiators.
Glapstone?
Glapwell Gladiators.
Mark says, on the ice, gentlemen, hope you both had a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Thank you, Mark. Wondering if you've given up anything as a resolution for the new year.
Negativity. That's what I've tried to give up.
That's nice.
Just tried to give up negativity for the new year. Just whenever you feel it creeping in, try and go the other way.
Stamp it out.
And also, I am, you know, John, really going to get super. This is the year.
Ripped.
This is not ripped, John, but this is the year.
You say not ripped.
You're going to get into.
Whoa!
I'm going to try and get into. Into Liam Davis's National League South winning shirt.
That's the aim. By that's the aim. Year.
It's the aim, John.
Fit the shirt.
I don't think I'll have ever fitted it in my life. Maybe when I was about 11, just on the way through.
Anyway, Mark says, personally, I wanted to cut down on the beer until I see my good friend Jules Nixon at Altrincham Away on the 22nd and we drink a wagon full.
Yes.
Mark says he's going to start the chant at Altrincham if you can shove your winning tea towel up your arse.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely,
you can
imagine
your
that.
Poor winning tea towel up your arse.
Jean will be there. She'll be there with her trophy, though. See, she got sent the trophy this week, Altrincham Jean.
Went off in the post, didn't it?
Yeah, I wonder. When she gets it, hopefully we'll have some photos and all sorts.
Mark says, you asked for top and bottom three predictions in the previous episode, so here it is. First, Chesterfield. Second, Wrexham. Third, Notts County.
Mm.
Bottom three, Dover, Kingsland and Wealdstone.
I'd absolutely love Notts County to come
as much as it pains me to say it, I think the goals will fall just short.
Yeah, I think so.
Over and out.
I'd love Notts County to fall short. I'd just come third and not go up, John.
Would be funny, wouldn't it?
I'd absolutely love that.
There we go. Those are the letters.
Ah, brilliant letters this week. Thank you so much. On the ice.
Yeah.
To everybody who sent us a letter or a tweet this week. How can people send us a letter, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Oh, lovely stuff. And
you want to name the dog? You're going to have to go one better than
have
Lord Cockington.
Have a go at Lord Cockington.
If you can, try and better that, but I'll be Barwick. Surprised if you do. Barwick.
Barwick.
Barwick. Mervyn. Benny.
50. No, you can't call it 50. Dobson. Dobson.
Dobson.
I mean, Bryn is a good name for a dog. Dobson's a good name for a dog.
I mean, we're missing the obvious one here.
Which is?
Hornchurch.
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 The old stomping ground.
Hornchurch.
Hornchurch is a good name for a dog.
It is.
There we are. That's it, John, is it?
That's it.
That's it. On the ice to
on
you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.